When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Coming to you from New York City, bringing the video podcast for global Filipinos around the world. Watch and listen as we speak and get to know different celebrities, icons, influencers, and inspiring people. Join Jesse Dang and Jay Cass as they talk about anything and everything while bridging the gap between Filipinos of different generations and genres of choice. This is Over a Glass or Two.
Uy, peram na ponytail mo, ha, next
know,
time.
Right? Yes, yes, papahiram ko sa'yo to. Kumusta ka na, J-Cass?
Ayan, in-enjoy naman ng hindi masyado malamig na panahon.
I know. Actually, lalamig na siya next week, pero the whole week, until the weekend, summer na ulit kami ngayon. And then, magsa-start na talaga yung real fall.
Weird talaga ng East Coast. Kasi weird ko.
Bipolar weather ng East Coast.
Kasi so weird anyways, ng suot. Kasi weird ang suot ko ngayon. Parang hindi ako nanalamin.
I know. Actually, no, your hat is not weird. I love it. It's ano, weird but it's so cool. Diba?
Oh, ano yan? Galing Sicily. Oh my
God. Ayun, pwede natin sa Italy? Sa Sicily?
Oh, sa Sicily
oh
yan.
Oh my God, ang ganda.
Diba ang ganda ng mga merch nila doon? Dapat ako bumili ako ng pag-ingit ako doon sa lunch bag mo eh.
Oh my God. I know, nami-miss ko na tuloy ang, ano, ang Italy. So anyways, teka, parang baliktad ata yung ganito ko. No? So anyways, good morning, good afternoon, good evening po sa lahat ng mga nanonood sa buong Pilipinas, sa buong mundo, sa mga taga-US, especially po sa mga taga-TFC subscribers, the Filipino channel, iWant TFC, FYE channel in Kumu, Facebook, YouTube, and of course, sa lahat ng mga nanonood ng mga taga Jeepney TV sa buong Pilipinas. J-Cass, ikaw naman, go!
Yes, ako po si J-Cass from South Brooklyn. Good morning po sa lahat ng mga Filipinos and non-Filipinos in different time zones, in different dimensions, in different continents, in different galaxies, in this whole wide universe!
Mars, Mars, Mars! My God, J-Cass, alam mo, ay, Diyos ko, kanina pa nalalamig yung kamay ko because I'm so excited for this, guest natin.
Pero ayoko na lang isipin. Sabi ko, parang ang talino ng guest natin.
Yaka. Hindi kasi, it's really an honor. I mean, ano to eh, talagang one of the most prestigious, di ba? As actress in the Philippines. Theater and ano pa ha, movie. Actress na multi-awarded pa. Tapos, umiga nandito na siya. As in, imagine mo ilang decades na siyang, as in, hindi pa nga atara yung pinapanganak. Celebrity na to, di ba? Tapos biglang nasa harap na.
From the 70s pa eh, no? Grabe.
Grabe. I think 60s pa. Tanungan na nga natin. Kasi talagang, ano to, favorite to ng mga, I'm sure po, sa mga nanonood, ng mga titas, di ba? Favorite yan. Tapos hanggang ngayon, favorite pa rin siya. Tapos, di ba, nakasama natin ngayon. At ito pa, ang anak po niya, si Sibyl Santiago, which is na-interview po namin nung past 2 weeks ago, eh, di ba, parang close friend po namin. Kaya nandito yeah. Ngayon ang kanyang mother. Yan! Excited na ako. My God, okay. So, bago tayo mag-tuloy-tuloy ng chikahan, kailangan kong i-introduce ang ating special guest for this morning. Ayan! What an honor to have one of the most recognized and well-respected theater and multi-awarded character actresses in the Philippines for more than 3 decades. She has appeared in countless films like Tinimbang Ka, Munit Kulang, Oro Plata Bata, naging favorite ko at one point when I was like in grade school. Bituing Walang Ningning, to name a few. She also worked behind the scenes and directed Flor de Luna, one of the most prestigious TV soap during the late 70s until early 80s. Yan. Okay, one of her most notable achievements is her portrayal of the Maxima La Bandera character battling dirt in a widely recognized laundry detergent TV commercial. Naalala niyo pa buyon? Ako hindi na eh. Pero ipaparecall po. Yeah, ipaparecall sa atin.
Pinanood ko siya kanina sa YouTube.
Inahanap
po,
hindi ko makita. Ba't ganun? So tonight anyways, magkakwento yan sa atin. Ah, talaga. O, sige, mamaya. Papanoorin ko yan. Prior to her relocation to the United States, she held the esteemed position of chairman of the Board of Judges and renowned Carlos Palanca Literary Awards for numerous years. My God, ang talino nito. And she also served as the Dean of Student Affairs of the Pamantasan ng Lungsod ng Pasay. Let's catch up and learn more about this exceptionally talented and intelligent individual. Guys, please welcome Ms. Lorely Villanueva. Woo-hoo!
Hi.
Kumusta mo? My God, it's an honor. Nang lalamig yung kamay ko kasi talagang it's an honor. Kumusta po kayo, tita?
Eto, nilalamig.
Kasi masyadong malamig, no? Mainit
ngayon. The weather goes up and down here in New York, di ba? Ngayong araw, malamig. Yes. Mamayang gabi, mainit. Pag malamig, mainit. Hindi mo na alam kung anong isusuot mo.
Oo nga. Anyway,
I'm good and I'm happy to hear from you.
Oh my God, maraming salamat. Tita, before tayo mag-start. Okay, go ahead, Jekas.
Ay, tanong ko lang, nasa Manhattan ka ba?
Oo, nasa Manhattan sa Upper East Side ng Fifth Avenue.
Oh my God, ang sosyal.
Mayaman, sosyal.
Ang sosyal, di ba?
Hindi naman.
Ako, excited na kami pagkwentuhan natin yung mga humble beginnings mo. And bakit ka na pumunta ng US in spite of your, you know, successful career sa Pilipinas. Pero bago ang lahat, of course, tita, kailangan ka naming i-welcome. Yan, meron kaming kaeklatan dito. Ayan, meron kaming, you know, yeah, kaeklatan dito. Tapos biglang mag-photo op tayo, tapos kwentuhan na tayo. So anyways, okay go. Tita Racer, what are you drinking right now? Anong iniinom mo?
Water.
Yan, water. Ayan, sige tita, pakita mo. Ayan. Okay, welcome ka namin ha sa Sambayan ng Pilipinas po at sa aming dearest USA. Guys, let's welcome, my God, Miss Lorely Villanueva. Welcome to Over a Glass or Two. Cheers.
Cheers to everyone.
Cheers to everyone. Tapos tita, ano tayo? Mag-picture taking tayo. Photo op tayo. Okay, go. 1, 2, 3. Ayan, tita. Naku. Ay, tita, bago tayo mag-start ng kwento, would you like to say hi sa lahat ng mga nanonood sa buong mundo, especially sa mga taga-Pilipinas, taga-US, sa buong mundo, especially sa mga TFC subscribers?
Oh, yeah. I would like to say hello sa aking mga kababayan, sa mga Bisaya, sa buong Pilipinas. You know, karamihan nagsasabi Tagalog ako. Tagalog din. Bisaya din. Masyang unsa. Sige lang. But hello to all of you. I'm very happy to be here. Anything that has to do with the Philippines, I'm always excited. Always.
Grabe na.
Hello to you all.
Oh my, tita, imagine mo, ilang years ka na titang ano, celebrity, actress? Ilang years, ilang dekada na ba?
Truthfully speaking, I started with the Philippine Educational Theater Association as a founding member. 1967 pa. Ako, si Lino Broca, si Cecilia Garucho, who is heading PETA now, si Joy Soler de Castro, ilan lang kami noon. Si Remy Grifalda, si Noel McRae, of course, Father Reuter was there, and we were the first graduates of Cecil Alvarez. at that time, 1967. Okay. Sumunod na lang sila, sumunod na sila Orlando Nadres, sila, what I call this, sila the brothers, mga na naging direktor at mga
patigang direktor,
mga
no?
kilalang-kilala na ngayon na mga members ng PETA. But we were the first ones. Andun sila Joel Amangan, sila what do you call this? Soxy Tupacio.
Oh my
sila
God. Sila
Guard Labad. Yan, wow. mga PETA graduates yung mga yan. Si Tony Perez.
Wow!
The big names that I can think of. Nonon Padilla, who's also directing for La Salle now. They were all the younger versions of us in PETA, but we were the older versions, kami ni Lino ang magkasama.
Imagine mo, Lino Broca, parang rubbing elbows, no? Pero nag-start kayo, humble beginnings, na hindi nyo pa ina-expect na lalaki. Tita, alam mo, bago tayo magkwentuhan ng mga ano, ng mga nangyari sa'yo lately, mag-start muna tayo dun sa ano, sa, yung paano ka nag-start, kasi, I remember when I was younger, as in maliit na maliit pa ako. Siyempre, ano pa noon, yung mga TV na malalaki, 'di ba? Meron pa kang ano
black and white.
Black and white pa sa Channel 9.
I mean, saka may tube.
yung may tube pa, 'di ba? As in, ewan ko, maliit. Kasi ako, I grew up na kahit na mga hindi namin, of course, hindi namin naabutan na yung mga time na yun, yung black and white. Mahilig kami manood sa RPN 9. Kami ng brother and sisters ko. So, alam mo yung feeling namin yung time na yun, classic na yung mga old movies. Pero may black and white, actually black, ano na, colored na nung pinanganak ako. Pero fan talaga ako ng black and white movies. Pero tita, question, paano ka nag-umpisa? Kasi nung bata ka ba sa Pilipinas, were you like, came from a family of actors and actresses?
No one in my family was an actor or an actress or in the arts. Ang nangyari, I already graduated from college, teacher na ako. Actually before I graduated, I took the workshop with Cecile. We were the first graduates of PETA. And after that workshop, I graduated from college. She asked me to come down to Manila and assist her in PETA. So I became a teacher at Philippine Science High School. That was my first job. Philippine Science High School.
Ang talino. Kasi tita, alam mo yan. Pag Philippine Science or Philippines, Philippine Science, meron pa eh, may Philippine something
yung
pa.
Lungsod, yung lungsod. Oh, yung
mga,
Manila.
Yan yung mga UP, yan yung mga parang hindi ko na inaasam-asa makapasok kasi parang ang hirap makapasok. Diba?
Lahat ng bata dun, science scholars, mga high school. And we graduated some of the, my students were some of the biggest names today, like Butch Dalisay was my student, Reynante de Guzman became a writer. They all became writers and big names in show business. Kaladkad ko lahat yan sa PETA. So they became writers. They came from Philippine Science High School. There was Hector Gubalia, who is now president of the some big name in UP, you know. So, sa araw, nagtuturo ako para maghanap buhay kasi sa gabi, magpepeta ako, wala namang hanap buhay doon. Puro art, love.
Love for art, no? Before ka nag-start sa PETA, no? And nagturo sa Philippine Science, when you were younger, kasi di ba usually nagsa-start yan nung bata ka, na mahilig mag-terror. Ako nung bata ako, gusto kong gusto ko yun, hindi ko lang pinursu. Kasi sabi ng daddy ko, anak, walang pera dyan, magugutom ka dyan. Pero nung bata ako, mahilig ako sumali sa mga play-play. Alam mo yun? So ganun ka rin ba nag-start noon? Were you always
actually,
been artistic?
Bata pa ako, tawag ng tanghalan champion ako sa Visayas. Dahil sa lahat.
Singer?
Alam mo yung mga prisaan noon na extemporaneous speaking, declamation, etc. Singing. Ako lagi ang bato ng aking elementary school. Ang kaklase ko noon na best friend ko, si Miriam Defensor.
What?
Wow.
Sabay kami nag-graduate niyan. Pag every year yan, siya ang valedictorian kasi puro siya, ano, academics. Ako naman si Kikay, puro singing, dancing.
Ah, mas extracurricular activities.
Palaging salutatorian. Kaya magkasunod kami niyan hanggang gumraduate kami. Si Miriam Valedictorian, ako sa Lututorian.
Wait, anong yan?
Tita, nagulat balita ako, diba ano? Tsaka tita, balita ako, sa research ko, diba ano? Ano ka, parang hindi ka natatalo dun sa singing contest.
Yeah,
tapos kailangan.
Yes.
Ang tawag nila sa Iloilo, kalintang sa kadungganan. It was like that modern tawag ng tanghalan ngayon. So I was an undefeated champion for 16 weeks. Hindi ako matalo-talo sa Visayas, sa Western Visayas. So, I was only like 11 years old. Kaya nga sabi nila, Nora Honor was the youngest Philippine singer, something na lumaki na ano. And I'm thinking, I must have been the youngest because I was only like 11 years old when I was sent to Manila to represent Western Visayas. At ang nanalo nung year na yon sa tawag ng tanghalan, si Jumedes Maturan. Kasi ang sabi ng mga judges, I was too young to be singing at that time. I was only 11 years old. At saka, yung tatay ko, dahil military, masyadong istrikto, ayaw niya ng showbiz. Kaya pinauwi ako sa Bisaya. Balik na naman ako sa eskwelahan. Nag-high school ako sa Colegio de la Immaculada Concepcion. Ngayon, sa St. Teresa's naman, di ako ang ako lagi ang sikat sa mga school plays sa Immaculada. Sa St. Teresa's ang kalaban ko lagi si Luis Guillen.
Wow. Puro mga icon to.
Miriam Defensor grade school.
Yeah, Miriam Defensor. Saan ang
school
po? Best friend in grade school.
Saan ang school po?
Sa La Paz Elementary School. Dalawa
sa
kami.
Bisaya.
Sa Iloilo.
Sa Iloilo.
Iloilo ngayon eh, di ba?
And then Luis Guillen High School, St. Teresa's.
Oo. Siya naman sa kabilang school. Ako sa kabilang school. So, pasikatan kami ng mga play. Yun.
Oh my God! Alam mo, din ang galing ah. Kasi miira lang ako nakakakita ng, nakakameet actually ng magaling sa academics at the same time, magaling sa mga extracurricular activities. Imagine mo, salutatorian. Parang, salutatorian lang ako. Pero at the same time, di ba, active ka sa maraming mga artsy-artsy.
Oo, hindi ako nag-aaral eh. Gusto ko yung kumanta, gusto ko mag-declaim, gusto ko extemporaneous speaking. Panalo naman ako lahat, lagi sa Western Visayas. Champion ako ng buong Western Visayas. Si Miriam naman, puro libro yan. Kaya palagi siyang valedictorian.
Gusto ko malaman ano, tita.
Genius ka talaga? Oo.
Kay ano, kay Madam Miriam. Matapang na ba siya nung brate pa, yung bata kayo?
Yes!
Hindi kumikibo.
Ay, sumusunod talaga?
Sa akin yung tahimik na tahimik. Hindi nagsasalita. Tapos ang gusto niya maupo sa likod ng classroom. Ako naman gusto ko sa harap ng classroom. Kasi siya nagbabasa ng comics sa likod. Ang favorite niya noon si Peanuts.
Oh my God! And you became best friends kahit na rivalry mo
siya
kayong dalawa?
Kasi pag uwi namin at the end of the school, pag ring ng bell, sabay na kaming uwi niyan. Sasama siya sa akin sa bahay ng lola ko. Doon kami kakain, doon kami magchikahan, doon kami nag, you know, mga bata. Enjoy kami sa isa't isa hanggang uuwi siya sa bahay niya. Nakapit bahay ko rin siya, mga two streets away across the street sa La Paz. Doon ang bahay nila.
Oh my God! Ang galing. Pero tita, so wait, yung family mo tsaka family ni Miss Miriam Defensor, ano ba, like, were you like, came from an affluent family and si Miss Miriam ba eh, affluent family then?
No, Miriam comes from a family of lawyers, no? Ang tatay niya lawyer, ang mother lawyer. Tapos ako naman I came from a family of military. So kaya ako naiwan sa lola ko dahil ang daddy ko na-assign sa Mindanao. So sa Iloilo ako lumaki ng elementary. Tapos nagtawag ng tanghalan at ano, panalong-panalo, etc., etc. Pero when I was in college, maaga akong nag-asawa.
Ay, syempre, love life, di ba? Oo, kailangan makulay ang buhay. Oo.
So, maaga akong nag-asawa na naputo lahat. hindi na ako kumanta, hindi na ako sumayaw, hindi na nag-aral na lang ako nang nag-aral hanggang nag-graduate ako, hanggang na-join ako ng PETA, 1967.
Oh, kasi talagang passion nyo talaga yung acting, no?
Yeah, parang doon ako tinutuloy lagi. Katulad niyan, I graduated in education and literature from college, and I was teaching literature and English at Philippine Science High School. Pero sa gabi naman, nagpepeta pa rin ako. I mean, you know, it was really driving me. Pero ang masama, nakalimutan ko yung singing ko. I went into acting. Yun. Kaya sa araw, teacher ako. Sa gabi, artista ako.
During that time, do you have kids? During that, anong bata ka pa?
Nung nagpeta ako, tatlo na anak ko. Kasi di ba nag-asawa ako ng maaga?
Oh, tatlo agad?
Oo. Tatlo na ang tatay nila naging general din. Wow. Kasi Philippine Military Academy graduate, ang tatay ko general din. Alam mo na, I was in a military crowd. I was in a military home. I was in a military family. I grew up around military camps.
So, si Sibyl.
All that, you know, you get to meet also military people. But, you know, it did not turn out very well. So by the time I left, I already had 3 children. So when I was in PETA, I was already a teacher and I already had 3 children. But I continued with my acting in PETA and working.
Napagsabay mo yon? Acting, nagti-teacher, yep. Plus kids.
Acting, teaching, being a producer. I was producing, remember, I put up Tri-Media Exponents and then it became Imeos and I was handling talents, you know. Oh, all of that God. I was doing.
Ilang taong ka nun, tita?
I was in my 20s, early 20s.
Alam mo, because of that, tita, kasi a lot of people always tell me like, Jesse, ano ba, you're doing a lot of things, like, you're wearing a lot of hats. Focus on one, because one, for sure, because one will never ever be successful. Pero ikaw, you're the epitome of the Kuracha Queen. Like, kinaya mo lahat, kasi sabay-sabay?
Oo.
Ano sabi ng husband mo?
Well, he was also busy being in his job as a military man. And later on, we got already, what do you call this? We separated and we got our annulment. My annulment. And I was free and more than ever, lalo akong napasok na ako sa pelikula, sa telebisyon. I started my first film with Lino Broca. Kasi when Lino was asked by Leia Productions to do his first film, which was also Wanted Perfect Mother with Snooki.
Oh my God, yes! Okay.
Ang lahat ng kanyang kinuha na maging background, puro PETA para hindi siya mahirapan mag-direct kasi marunong na kami lahat umarte. So I was one of the applicants to be Snooki's mother. And that was my first film. After that, he directed Santiago, etc., etc. Ako naman tuloy-tuloy sa pelikula at saka sa entablado. I did more stage plays. I directed more stage in PETA, you know. And then I was teaching at the same time in the daytime. And I had my family. I had my business. Lahat yan, ginawa ko all together.
Jesse, parang ikaw lang to, go-getter din. Ang daming hat.
At saka si Sibyl, now I know kung saan nagmana si Sibyl. Nagmana pala siya sa mami niya.
Si Sibyl, so after my first annulment, I met Sibyl's father, who is also a general. He was with the Air Force, okay? And because I did not, Sibyl became my baby. Dala-dala ko yan. Kahit saan ako may play, sa likod ng entablado, may crib siya doon, andun ang yaya. Mag-shooting ako, andun din siya, kasama ang yaya. Kahit saan ako mag-location, nandun din siya, kasama ang yaya. Lalaro-laro, iiyak-iyak. Kaya kilala niya lahat sa showbiz sa Pilipinas. Puro tito, tita niya lahat yung mga kakilala ko, mga kasabay ko, sila Mitch Valdez, sila Loris Gillian, puro tito tita niya. Kasi kasama siya lagi sa backstage.
Wow!
Hanggang sa nang lumaki, sabi niya, "Mama, anong gagawin ko dito? In America, I can do so many things." Kasi nag-martial law. When I met her father, nag-martial law. So I was forced to run away from the Philippines. I came here.
Oh, okay.
I was an activist. Alam mo naman, Philippine Science High School, aktivista talaga, anti-government at the time. And I came here and I had civil. So I lived here with Princess. I call her Princess. Alone with her, and I saw, and I lived the migrant life, you know how you have to survive here with a child without a father and all of that, and I could not go back dahil martial law sa Pilipinas. So when I went back there, she was already about 4 years old. Namatay naman yung father niya, pancreatic cancer, when she was 4.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So I became a widow. Tuloy-tuloy pa rin ako sa pelikula. Tuloy-tuloy pa rin ako sa aking art, sa aking teaching, sa aking mga running my business. I became a manager for many of the big stars, you know, now. Like John Arcilia came from me. I was his manager when he started. Sila Carmi Martin, including Lab Diaz, was from my company. Emeos, they all started from me, all these big name stars. Sila Sunshine, sila, ang dami ko ng artistang ano, si Cardardo Versosa. Ang dami kong artistang minanage in my company. And I was producing shows also. I was launching events. I launched the Herbal Essence Shampoo for Bates Alcantara, and then when the Airbus, I was the one responsible for bringing Airbus to the Philippines. Yung eroplanong Airbus?
Yes.
Yeah, so I was an account executive for Yabut and Associates. So I was doing so many things. I had so many hats with me, and Princess was growing up with me. Siguro nakikita niya yung ano, but I never, never, never encouraged any one of my children here and now to go into showbiz. The napakahirap ng buhay ng showbiz. Napakahirap. Kailangan you consider it true love and not to think of how it will pain you, because it has its happiness also at the end. Yun lang.
Tita,
and
paano niya nababalance lahat to, tita?
Exactly.
I don't know. sometime in my life, I became a Fulbright scholar. Napagod ako sa, sabi ko, naging pito-pito na yung mga pelikula, naging hindi na maganda yung mga script, at saka mumumurahin na ang mga bayad ng mga producer. And, you know, I was thinking, this is no longer the time for me. Nagkataon naman, nagkaroon ng Fulbright case exam sa UP. So I said, total maestra naman ako, walang mawawala sa akin. Kung hindi ko pasahin ang Fulbright, okay lang. Kung pasahin ko, di mabuti ka ako. Meron akong Fulbright, first actress from the Philippines to have a Fulbright scholarship. So I took the test, and God must have been on my side, because suddenly I passed the test as the only Asian that year to have gotten the Fulbright grant.
I
came here to America and took my graduate studies at Northern Illinois University. Then when I got back there, I met again. At that time, Prince's father was already dead. Princess was already here in the in America. She was working also. She was a young girl who started to work because she knew that I needed help. And then I met somebody, and I had 3 children with this guy again, who also died of cancer.
Ano ba yan, tita?
No.
Namatay si cancer?
Ano ni Lord akong may asawa?
Si Elizabeth pala to eh. Diba?
So anyway, I have my three children now who are all successful. They're all now here in America. And when after my Fulbright, I was thinking, wala na rin kwenta yung naging mga pelikula. Alam mo na, there was a time na ang mga supporting actress, bibayaran na lang nila ng 2,000. Sabi ko, hindi ako pwedeng bayaran ng 2,000 lang. And I decided to come here and be a teacher here. That's how I got here. As a teacher and sent all my children to the best schools. They all have their master's degree. They're all brilliant. And I became deputy chair of the graduate program here at Touro University until I retired.
What were you teaching in Touro University?
I was deputy chair. I was an administrator for the graduate program in education and special ed.
Oh, wow.
The only Filipina. May dekolor lang doon. Ako lang nag-iisang dekolor doon. At ang dami-dami kong Pilipinong natulungan para makapunta rito at magturo at tulungan sila sa mga test para pumasa sila sa certification test dito. Kasi dito sa New York, kung hindi ka certified, hindi ka pwedeng magturo. So I helped many from the Philippines as a student visa. And when they get here, I help them get into schools to be able to teach and be supported and sponsored by the schools.
Pero so, during that time ba, merong parang, you know, racism? Kasi sabi mo nga, you're the only person na...
Racism. Yes. You know, racism in America, hindi talaga mawawala yan eh. Nandyan yan.
But talaga, during your time, it was really rampant, no?
Yeah. No, in fact, I feel today mas grabe ngayon kaysa noon.
Ah, talaga?
Noon pag may kulay ka, tahimik lang sila titingnan ka. Yung makita mo yung puti at itim na naghahalikan, titingnan pero walang salita na masama. Ngayon, nakita mo naman the very high crime.
Yeah, may physical diba? Violence na ngayon eh.
Oo, sa bagay dati wala. Tama.
At saka noon ang Asyano, ang Pilipino ha, hindi lahat ng Asyano kasi ayaw din nila ng mababa din ang tingin nila sa incheck, ganyan. Pero ang Pilipino medyo nakakaangat pero hindi ganun kaano kaysa ngayon, nakakatakot na rin kahit Pilipino ka dahil meron Asian crimes ngayon and all of that. But anyway, going back to show business, that's how it was with me in the Philippines, and that's how I got here when I felt that ang mga producers hindi na rin nagbabayad ng maayos, wala nang respeto sa mga Pilipino mga artista.
During sabi that ko, time,
it's time for me to go because this is not my. I'm not gonna prostitute myself in show business. I call it prostituting myself. If you just accept anything na hindi mo gusto dahil lang sa pera, you know? True. So, mabuti na lang yung magtiis ako ditong nagtuturo kahit may winter, kahit mahirap.
Yeah, tita, true. Yung panahon ba na yun, alam ko you're a very great respected character actress. Pero nauso di ba yung mga STST tsaka mga sexy? Inofero din ba kayo noon?
Oo! Kaya nga doon nag-umpisa yung ano eh, sino ba itong mga artistang itong naghuhubad-hubad noon? Sila
Sarsi ba yun? Sarsi?
Oo, sila Sarsi.
Pepsi Paloma.
Kaya nga nung pumasok yung mga bold-bold na yan, tapos naging pito-pito pa, tapos naging parang wala nang kwenta ang mga script. Tapos isang buwan lang tapos na isang pelikula. Sabi ko, ay naku, parang hindi ko yata ito feel.
Yung mga massacre movies, di ba?
Oo. Pero tita, nung time mo, when you were starting in of course, in theater and at saka sa movies, during your time nung nagsastart ka, quality ba talga yung mga ginagawa noon?
Especially oo sa naman. Pelikula? I mean, to say, para sa akin, ang artista, dapat mamili ka rin eh. Dapat tingnan mo rin kung quality yung gusto mong gawin o gusto mo lang gawin para bayaran ka. I mean, you know, for the money. Yes. There are those who do it really because it's just for the money. Eh, ako naman noon nagtuturo at saka prinsipyo din yun eh. Kung hindi mo talaga feel. Minsan naman gumagawa ako ng pelikula dahil natutuwa lang ako o mabait yung director o gusto ko, yung mga comedy ko, yung mga ano. Okay lang din yun kasi para sa akin during those early days, lumawak din ng lumawak ang aking feel for show business, di ba?
Yes.
You have a feel of everything that is in the business. Pero later on, katulad niyan, na-mention mo yung mga Oro Plata Mata, yung mga yes, quality films, Santiago, Molino Broca, yung Bayaning Huwad from PETA, yung mga Lino Broca films that I've been tinimbang ka ngunit kulang na talagang may katutuhan ang ginagawa mo. Parang yes, yung pinag-aralan mo sa acting, hindi na sayang.
Kasi, may na-receive ka, titang, indecent proposal nung time yun. Kasi I remember, years and years ago, nakakarinig ako ng mas grabe noon ang yung mga ganyan, mga indecent proposal, if you wanna get into showbiz, you have to sleep with the director.
Ang ingay, alam mo, nasa Fifth Avenue ako pag dumaan.
Yes, oo. Ganyan po talaga, nako, sa New York, ganyan po. Yes, tita, may mga, kasi di ba dati mas rampant yun, yung mga ganun, yung mga indecent proposal? Kung gusto mo sumikat, yeah, you have to sleep with the director, with the producer.
Yeah, the producer.
Compared daw ngayon. Siyempre ngayon, may social media na, konting ganun mo lang.
Yeah.
Pwede ka nang i-reveal, di ba? Pero nung time na yun, may na-receive kang ganun? Mga offers?
You know, one thing about me, if you will notice, I have never, ever been, linked to an actor or a director.
Wow.
Kasi siguro mayabang ako. Dahil ang palagi kong iniisip, bakit, ano bang alam nila na hindi ko alam? Ang nakaka-attract sa akin yung hindi ko tarok ang isip eh. Kaya hindi ako nalilink dyan sa mga ganong chismis ng skandalo ng mga artista o direktor. Pero I know it happens that there are those who have to do it because they want to be in the business. Classical example, I produced Tag Ulan sa Tag Araw ni Vilma at saka ni Christopher.
I
was the producer of that.
Oh, wow.
My first production was in Archipelago Films. I put up that production company. And my director was Celso Ad Castillo. Celso is one of the best directors I know. But the women who come to see him at the set para lang mapasok sa pelikula o makilala o ano, alam mo na minsan maawa ka o mandiri ka, hindi mo alam kung alin. But you will not hear anything from me about that because problema nila yun eh. Very personal yun eh.
Yeah.
Basta ang sabi ko lang kay Celso no, nung dinidirect niya yung Tag-Ulan sa Tag-Araw, basta matapos lang yung pelikula ko, wala akong pakialam dyan sa mga babaeng gusto lang pumakasok sa pelikula. Alam mo yun?
Oo, gagawin lahat, no? They'll do
gagawin
everything,
lahat
no?
Para lang paggabi. Ay, nako, alam kong dami-daming babae dyan na gagawin ang lahat para lang
para
makilala
sa ano,
si Celso Ad Castillo, yeah, makilala sila.
Pero tita, ano bang difference? Kasi sabi nila, there's a huge difference daw pagdating sa discipline ng theater at saka movie. So, ano yung mas preference mo?
You know, discipline in the theater is number one. Sa teatro, kahit mamatay ka na, basta role mo, kailangan kang nandun. Nangyari na sa akin yung mataas ang lagnat ko, pero kailangan kong lumabas. Okay. Nangyari na rin sa akin yung halos hindi ka makatayo, pero kailangan kang nandun. So you really dedicated to what you are doing in the theater. Ngayon, if you carry that same discipline in the movies, in the film, in the Philippines, panalo ka. Katulad niyan, Why do people respect me? Because I carry that discipline in myself. Katulad ng pag nag-guest ako sa TV, sasabihin na yan ng assistant director, oh, sinong ating guest bukas sa shooting? Nako, si Miss Lorely Villanueva. Ay, nako, dumating kayo alas 5 pa lang dahil alas 5 pa lang ng umaga nakaupo na yan, naghihintay sa inyo.
Very disciplined pala kayo. Bawal ang malate, ha?
Bawal ang malate.
Oh, wow.
Kahit ngayon, si Princess, nakukonsumi sa akin yan, sasabihin niya sa akin, Mama, we're leaving at 5. We will pick you up at around 4:30. 3 o'clock pa lang. I'm ready. Anytime. I'm ready.
Nakakahiya pala kasama si tita kasi late ako lagi. Kailangan pag si tita kasama, parang, uy, kailangan na. Okay, I have to be ready 3 hours
before. Nakatakot yata ako.
Pero ganun ang discipline ko since I was a child. Remember, I'm a military child.
Oh, yeah, true. Pero yeah. Paano ka, I mean, as a professor muna, what kind of professor are you? Strict ka ba or nasa middle or kinakatakutan ka or chill ka na ano na professor?
Actually, you know, ang training sa teatro ang laking bagay sa pagtuturo. Kailangan may psychology ka eh. May mga bata na pwede mong dalhin sa sigaw, may mga batang kailangang maamo ka. Dito sa Amerika, I started teaching grade 4 kasi kailangan mo entry unit eh. Kailangan mo may entry point ka eh. Hindi ka naman pwedeng basta na lang nandun ka na sa graduate school. So I started teaching grade 4. At guess what? Anong hinatsahin sa akin ng madre? Kasi sa pari at madre ako nagturo sa Mount Carmel Holy Rosary School dito. Upper East Side at that time, Harlem was Harlem. Talagang malalim na Harlem.
Harlem, oo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sabi sa akin ng principal, okay, let's go upstairs and I want to introduce you to the children. You're going to teach science. Utang na loob, science. Darling, remember, I'm an English teacher in college. Ang first teaching job ko, Philippine Science High School, puro brilliant. Tapos ako'y magtuturo sa Harlem ng grade 4 science.
Was it a big slap? Okay, tapos... Oh my God.
But I have to do it because I have to have an entry point in New York City. Kasi sa New York, kung wala kang local background, hindi ka nila i-hire. Kailangan meron kang background of working in New York for some reason before they hire you. Anyway, so ganun kaya...
how were your students during that time sa Harlem?
Oh my God! Nagtatapon ng mga papel, ng libro, pati upuan, tinatapon sa bintana.
What?
Oh my God.
So, paano yung hinandel?
So, pagpasok ko, hindi muna ako kumibo. Sabi ko, theater na to. Pero yung tiyan ko, matigas pa sa bato.
Matigas. I could imagine.
Mega acting ito.
Oo. Tingnan ko sila, tahimik lang ako. Hala sila, tinggawan, buntalan sa loob ng kwatro. Tapos nahalata nila, hindi ako nakibo, tumatayo lang ako, tumahimik. Tiningnan ako. Sabi ko, I think now you're ready to listen to me. Eh anong malay ko sa science? Dahil may dala akong kalendaryo ng Pilam Life noong araw na yon. Meron doon mga waling-waling, mga tarsier, mga usa, mga kalabaw, mga Pilipino. Sabi ko, these are the flora and fauna of the Philippines, of Asia. Ay, naku, nakulig sila.
Mga kalabaw yung tinuro mo, tita.
Talagang,
oh my God. Kalabaw.
Ano to? Fake it till you make it.
Okay.
Yeah. Pero ang tiyan ko parang bato ba? Nagulat sila. Nakakakita sila ng waling-waling. Tapos sabi ko, do you know that not all plants grow in soil? Some of them grow in air and in water. O di, nakinig sila, aba, mayroon pala. Kasi mga orchids eh. Di ba? Sa mga puno nakadikit.
Yes, oo.
Kinabukasan sabi sa akin ng principal, I want you to bring an experiment to class. Nagdasal talaga ako, Mother Mary. Winter storm ka dahil hindi ko alam kung anong i-experiment ko sa grade 4.
Tapos dito,
I imagine ang munggo, di ba ang munggo, pag tinubigan mo, nilagay mo sa bulak, magiging bean sprout.
Yes.
Yun ang daladala ko sa school.
Galing. Oh my God. Very resourceful. So,
this is why I am telling teachers when I have a talk that teaching is not only teaching but creativity. You have to be creative. You have to be flexible. And you have to have psychology for these children. You know, you have to be creative. Imposible yung hindi mo alam lahat. Alam mo yun. Kaya lang, hindi mo ginamit.
Oh my God. Parang feeling ko yung mga movie na, alam mo yun, yung was a very smart professor and then that professor was assigned to like a chaotic school. Tapos biglang napatino niya yung mga students. Tapos naging favorite siya. Naging favorite ka ba nung buong class na yun?
Yeah. Wow. Believe it or parang not, at the end of the year, I became high school, I became science teacher of the year for Harlem.
Oh my God!
Teacher of the year pa?
Teacher of the year? Yes, anong aking experiment? Kasi di mga experiment, may mga volcano sila, may mga sila. Ang ginawa ko, yung mga estudyante, ginawa kong machine. Nag-theater workshop ako ng ang mga estudyante, ang isa naman, hinihila yung ano.
Beatbox ba yun? Beatbox?
They became the machine and we won science of the year. I became science teacher. I combined theater arts with science. That's what I'm saying about creativity. So if you have to be a teacher, you have to be creative. Even math can be.
I was about to say, I wonder what you can do with math. Naging math teacher ka rin?
Oo. Gawin mo silang balls. Okay, paikutin mo sila ng paggulong-gulong sila sa sahig. Bola, tatlong bola. Takpan mo ng apat na bola. O kung ano, equals how much. Mas nakikita nila. Tapos nag-history teacher pa ako. Nag-landing ang mga Indians at mga ano Mayflower. Hala, naka-costume sila, mga papel. Nagwa-war sila sa loob ng classroom. O di mas alam nila ang history. Mas natatandaan nila.
Well, Kita, how about yung close sa heart ninyo? How about music?
You asked them to do... Oh, let me give you a story of music. When I was teaching high school, I left Carmel and I went to LaSalle Academy here in New York. It's on 2nd Street downtown. Nag-uumpisa ng mauso nun ang rap. But the rap was in the streets, was only considered ghetto music. Di ba? Mga itim, nagra-rap.
Yes.
Ngayon, yung literature class ko, nirarap nila. Ginagawa nila ng music. Dala sila ng mga drums at kung ano-ano. At ginagawa nila ng music. Yung literature, yung mga poems. Tinawag ako ng pare.
Kasi?
Hindi daw accepted yan. Sinuspend ako for 1 week. Ngayon, ngayon, tingnan mo. Ang rap music is in recording. It's everywhere. And gusto kong balikan yung pare at sabihin, tingnan nyo. Ayaw noon literature ng rap. And I was saying at that time, rap is the music of the future. True. True. Look at that now. Today. Yeah. Rap is the music of the future. And ayaw noon pare, nagalit sa akin.
Oh my kasi God, para movie, no?
Yung mga estudyante.
Hindi mo, tita, you didn't fight for it? Like, wala? Hindi mo pinaglaban yung time na yun? Parang...
Yeah, at that time, it was not yet, kwan eh. Ako ang nakakakita na it is their literature, it is their heart eh.
Yes.
That's how they do it eh. You cannot let them memorize a poem or something in literature just by letting them memorize it. They don't like that. But if you put it in a play or let them put music into it, they will remember it. Eh, hindi na itindihan ng pare yun. Sinuspend ako.
Oh my God.
Oh, wow.
Tita, imagine mo kung PE. Baka naman PE. Ano ginawa mo? Naging PE teacher ka rin ba? Hindi naman.
Hindi ako pwede maging PE teacher dahil hindi ako marunong tumakbo.
Oh my God. Pero imagine na pag PE. Ano kaya ginagawa ni tita? Yung mga puno pinag...
I remember very well when we were doing the movie Santiago, ang director si Lino Broca. May eksena na tatakbo kami lahat dahil andyan na ang mga tulisan, gagahasain kami. We will be raped. Sabi ni Lino, okay, takbo na! Run! Lorly, run! Hindi ako marunong tumakbo. Ang bagal-bagal ko, hindi ako talaga marunong tumakbo. Tapos sabi niya, ano ka ba naman? Nire-rape ka na? Nakangis-ngis ka ba?
Oh my God.
Sabi ko, Lino, ang buhot nila. Inyo, hindi nakakaliti ako.
Ay, nakikiliti ka.
Sabi ni Lino, nagmumura ang Lino. I'm not gonna say it because we're on camera. Ano ka? Sabi niya, yuppi! Kinikiliti ka habang ikaw'y nire-rape. Lino, hindi ko kaya.
But, you know, grabe, no? You work with the master, Lino Broca, tita. Wow.
How was it working with him?
Lino was, in the beginning, we were taking workshops. Lino was our, he would write the new stories for PETA. Tapos dadali niya sa mga dyaryo. Siya yung messenger ni Cecile. Would ever think that one day Lino Broca would be the one of the greatest directors of all.
Wow. Yeah. Kaya tita, hindi mo masasabi talaga, no? Ang story ng isang tao, no? So you can never ever judge someone na
no,
hanggang dyan ka lang, no?
Yeah.
Lagi ko masasabi, tita na ano, wasara, and ano may lagi ko siya, ayan, wala tuloy ako. Sa sobrang natuwa ako sa kwento mo, parang you cannot judge that person kasi maraming tao na parang they always say na hanggang dyan lang to. Don't even give it a shot because you know what?
No.
You will never ever succeed. Pero imagine mo, Lino Broca, assistant lang noon, tapos biglang naging...
Yeah.
Kaling. Wala akong masabi, Lino Broca. Wow.
Today, in one of my interviews, I was asked, now that I'm retired, why don't you teach again, tita? Sabi ko, you know what? The truth is, I don't like teaching. I'll tell you why. I don't like giving grades. Okay. To me, grades are irrelevant dahil it doesn't show the success of the person in the future. Kadalasan pa nga, yung pinaka-bright sa klase, yun yung hindi successful sa buhay. Kasi masyadong idealistic. Yung hindi masyadong bright, yun yung practical sa buhay at yun ang nag-umaasenso. You know what I'm saying?
Totoo yan, tita.
That's why I have always remained really functional and practical about my attacks in life. Because if you're not practical, nothing will happen because life is so unforgiving. Life is unpredictable. So you have to be flexible, you have to be creative, and you have to be humble all the time. That's
totoo
all.
Yun. Yeah. Alam mo, tita, naalala ko talaga lagi sinasabi ng daddy ko kasi hindi ako mahilig mag-aral nung bata ako. I love to... Mahilig akong socialize. Basta mahilig ako mag-socialize lagi. Magaling ako sa mga socializing. Sabi ng daddy. Pero I have, the gift of... how do you say this? Ano ba yun? Madiskarte. Bata pa ako eh. I'm very resourceful.
Street smart ka na.
Very street smart ako. Tapos sinasabi ng daddy ko. Tapos syempre yung mga relatives ko, mga cousins ko. Alam mo yung mga comparison kasi sila yung mga talagang achievers, no? Tapos sabi ng daddy ko, pinapagalitan siya ng ibang mga tita ko na parang, ano yung si Jessie, ganito, parang lagi na lang nakipag, street smart, and oh, I always mingle with, you know, different people from different walks of life. Lagi na sinasabi ng daddy ko na, anak, don't worry, like, pagtanda mo, magagamit mo yan. Yung networking skills mo, ginamit niya yung word na networking skills. You can surpass everyone because your current situation is not your final destination. Remember that. So, galingan mo pagka-graduate mo nung college. And you know what, tita? It happened. And I've seen some of the, yung mga achievers talaga na they always just focus on academics.
Yeah.
And I've seen it like, I mean, I'm sorry, it's not, I'm not bragging, pero I surpassed most of them. Like, mas naging successful ako in life compared to others. Pero sabi ko nga, hindi pala kasi dapat talagang dapat academic lang kasi tinatawag kang bobo noon, di ba? Laging bobo kasi hindi ka nag-excel sa school. Pero ikaw, tita, magaling ka kasi nag-excel ka both. Bira yun ah!
I'm just being practical. Sabi nga nila, you can be anything you want to be. You can be anything you want to be. So it depends on what you feel you can do. Do it. At saka, I believe in reinventing. Katulad niyan, alam nyo, naka-scooter na ako ngayon dahil I had a spinal surgery. Who would ever think I would have a spinal defect, right? But then I said, wow, I cannot run on stage anymore because I cannot perform. Then if I have to have a movie role, it has to be limited that I am in a scooter. Then I said, oh, why don't I find my voice again? Remember, I was a Tawag ng Tanghalan champion. Remember that?
Yes.
So I started to go back to my singing and doing concerts for charity. And now my biggest hope is that my activism is now to bring back the rondalla into mainstream. Kaya nga lahat ng aking background music ngayon, rondalla ang nag-accompany sa akin. Yung tatlong rondalista. Kasi, kaya lang namatay si Lito David. Pero, I believe in the rondalla now. That we should encourage it as a crossover music. Kasi kaya nila yung mga Phantom of the Opera. Kaya nila yung mga bagong kanta. Bakit hindi natin inaano kung kilala natin yung sitar, kilala natin yung drums, kilala natin yung mga musical instruments ng India, ng China, ng ano. Bakit ang Pilipino hindi natin inaano ang rondalla? Kaya ngayon, ang aking focus is to go back to my singing for charity, whatever I earn, whatever little, big and small, I send to the old people in Iloilo, Asilo de Molo, which is my charity. They are old and disabled and mga abandoned old people. And I always have the rondalla. Kasi ang rondalla ngayon, gusto kong matutunan at makilala ng mga kabataan. Kasi hindi na nila alam ang rondalla. Diba?
Yeah, oo nga, no? Pero tita, sige, anong ulit ang rondalla? I'm trying to like, anong ginagawa ng rondalla?
Remember, nung bata ka pa, ewan ko kung ano, kung sa probinsya, nakita mo yung mga bulag, na nagtutugtog lang ng kung ano-ano. Ang feeling kasi ng Pinoy, ang rondalla, instrumento lang na ginagawa ng mga probinsyano sa baryo at saka sa mga bulag. Hindi. Oh. Ang gagaling nila. That's why we have a UP rondalla here in New York. And if I use at least a few of the laud, which is one of our instruments, the guitar, a Filipino instrument also, and the laud one, the higher one, then I can have all my concerts with the rondalla, which I have already done. Wow. I have done that. Yeah.
Wow. Ano pong kinakanta ninyo ngayon?
Mo. Ano pong kinakanta ninyo?
Ngayon nga, gusto kong, I have a plan, kasi si Pete Lacaba, you know the name Pete Lacaba, one of our starring and biggest journalists in the Philippines, mga kilalang pangalan yan sa journalism. Si Pete Lacaba is translating English songs to Tagalog. Kaya nga ako lang mag-isang kumakanta ng La Vie en Rose in Tagalog. Wow. Nangibigin mo ako, so nagbago ang mundo, ito'y nagkulay rosas. Pitlakaba lahat yan. Siya ang nagtra-translate. Kaya ngayon, naghahanap ako ng sponsor to do a Salinawit night at the Philippine Center where you have English songs na kilala ninyo na na-translate na sa Tagalog. Para kantahin sa Tagalog. At rondalya ang accompaniment. Yun.
Kapit, Tita, you never stop, no? Evolving. You always you make sure to, na ang galing.
You have to reinvent yourself, eh. Katulad niyan, since I cannot walk, I can sit and sing. Right?
Wow.
Sayang naman, if walang I imposible. Let go my voice, I can still sing and I can still walk. I can still sit. You know? And entertain a crowd for the sake of charity. So why not? Instead of getting, and then, you know, I wrote 2 books, right?
Yes.
Dancing with the Dictator and Realms of the Unknown. I've written 2 books that have been published. And Dancing with the Dictator was dancing with the old Marcos.
Yes.
When he kidnapped me for 5 days.
Wait.
Yeah.
I was kidnapped you for 5 days?
Yeah, during martial law, I was kidnapped by the old Marcos for 5 days, thinking that yung scientist ng ating nuclear plant was in love with me and wanted me. Eh, alam mo naman nung panahon na yun, pag gusto ka nila, kahit may asawa ka, may anak ka, o ano, kukunin ka nila.
Okay.
But I refused. And you know, in the end, this is the funny part about the book. Kasi aktivista ako, di ba? And in the end, he became one of my best friends. It's really a what you call the juxtaposition of events. So now I do not say anything about it, but I wrote the book about it and my fears. And when Princess was born here and martial law and being kidnapped and the migrant story, it's in my book, Dancing with the Dictator.
Oh, yung isa naman,
Realms of the Unknown, lahat ng paranormal experiences ko because I believe in the paranormal. It does
you have
exist.
Third eye too?
Yeah, I have a third eye. That's they call that. I don't know. Tawag nila third eye.
Ay, nakikita ka ba sa ano ko, Tita? Just kidding. So you can, wait, can you tell like the aura of a person?
It's fully open.
I can feel when a place is not a good place. And yun lang. And I deny it eh. I don't want to be able to see. Kaya sinasara ko, ayoko. I leave it to God. God is still everything.
Pero ano ba Tita, yung third eye mo, is it widely open or semi-open?
It's semi-open in the sense that I can feel, I can tell, but I do not want to encourage it. But I have my own experiences.
Ano ba yung worst, Tita?
Yeah.
What's the worst like, experience of paranormal?
I have many. When I see you, I'll give you copies of my book. Or you know what?
Sige,
i-text mo ako ng address niyo at email ko sa inyo.
Oh, I'll see. I will see. Sybil this Tuesday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. I'll give you both of you copies of my book.
Oh, para up yung topic natin. Sinabi mo Tita, 'di ba, nakatakot eh magkita kami this Halloween mismo.
Oh, 'di ba? Oh my God.
Kaya ayoko mag actually, ang Halloween ngayon, ano na eh, commercial na eh. Pero nung araw, ang Halloween talagang nakakatakot. I do not want to encourage it. When I was teaching sa Mount Carmel Holy School, Holy Rosary, hindi ako nagpapa-celebrate sa mga bata ng Halloween. Kasi it's like celebrating the evil, you know, the spirits and all of that.
Oh,
pero
enjoy
yung mga bata mag-costume eh. Ngayon, naging costume party na ang Halloween.
I know.
Oh, parang ako, iba-iba na itsura ngayon.
Pag wala kang pupuntahan pag Halloween, pag hindi ka naka-costume party.
Costume party na siya eh. Hindi na siya nakakatakot katulad nung araw na talagang totoong naniniwala ka sa mga ano.
Tita, I wanna read the book also because I wanna see like what happened to you nung during the time na na-kidnap.
Ano-ano?
Pero nung na-kidnap ka, Tita. Pero Tita, curious lang ako. Siyempre, babasahin namin yun. No? So, mga taong hindi nakabasa. So, when you were kidnapped for 5 days, how did you escape?
You know, it's funny because on board the ship sa RPS Pangulo, pinaliligawan niya ako dun sa German scientist. And I always said, pag ako'y ni-rape ninyo, ako'y magpapakamatay, lulundag na lang ako sa dagat. Diba? Anak ko na noon si Princess. Hindi pwede. Sabi ko lulundag. Pero alam mo, this I must say, nirespeto naman nila ako, hindi ako pinilit. At niligawan ako ng niligawan, 5 araw ako nandun, sunod-sunod sa kanya, magja-jogging sa Bataan kasama ni Presidente, at enjoy siyang magkwento tungkol sa mga maligno. Kasi si Mako, mahilig sa maligno. Nakikinig siya sa mga espiritu. Tapos chismoso din. Gusto niya yung chismis ng showbiz.
Oh my God! Okay?
Kaya ang nangyari, naging magkaibigan kami. You know? Kaya hindi niya ako sinaktan, hindi niya ako nung pang 5 araw na, na bumaba na kami, umuwi na kami dahil si Conjen noon dito, si ano eh, si Romualdez, yung kapatid ni Imelda.
Okay.
Na ano yun, na ano to, he was held hostage by the father of Likaw ko, si Likaw ko. Hinostage niya yan si Conjen Romualdez dito sa New York at that time, na pag hindi pinakawalan ng anak niya sa Bikutan, sasaksakin niya si Romualdez. Kaya si Imelda umuwi galing ng Indonesia na nagsa-shopping sa Bali. Kaya nung malaman ni Mako na pabalik na si Imelda, inuwi na rin ako sa Maynila. Binaba na ako sa barko. Pero alam mo ba, na nung may sakit na siya, papunta na sila ng Hawaii, tumawag siya ng isang conference ng Fulbright Scholars sa Malacanang. Siyempre, kasali ako doon dahil Fulbright Scholar ako eh. By that time, mataba na ako. Doon ako sa likod umupo at baka makita niya ako. Ayoko nang makita pa ako. Alam mo bang nakita pa niya ako? Pinatawag niya ako. So lumakad ako papunta sa harap sa presidential table at saka sabi niya, "Lorely, what do you need?" I said, "Nothing, sir." Kasi ilang beses niya akong tinanong yan, ano ang kailangan ko, ano ang gusto ko sa gobyerno, ano ang posisyon gusto ko, palagi ko sinasabi, "Nothing, I'm okay. Nothing, 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 talagang nothing." Kahit yung commission ko sa Airbus, nang pinasok ko ang Airbus, dapat 5% ako kada eroplanong pumasok sa Pilipinas. Wala akong kinuha. Kanila lahat yun. Ayoko. Kasi I want to be able to look up my eyes in the morning and look at the mirror and say, I have been true to myself. Mm-hmm. I have not done anything against my will. You know what I'm saying? I'm honest, I'm clear, my conscience is clear, and that's how it shall be. Even if I remain poor. Wow. I should have been very rich a long time ago.
I was about to say that, Tita Gra. Wala kang, sa lahat ng pinagdaanan mo, wala kang pinagsisihan kahit isa. Parang, how you wish you can turn back time and baguhin.
You know, in life, you move forward, you don't look back with regret. Because if you keep looking back with regret, you'll never progress. Mm-hmm. So just move on. Kung nasaktan ka man ng ibang tao, huwag mo nang lingunin. Diretso lang. Focus front. Never look back with regret. That's all.
Tita, may question din ako about, kasi nung time, kasi ngayon grabe na ha, ang mga haters, uh-oh, diba? Haters sa social media. Before, diba, it will take like, kailangan nasa news pa, kailangan after a few weeks pa bago lumabas yung mga chismis, di ba?
Yeah,
pero
yeah,
ngayon it's always, I mean,
digital na.
You can see it everywhere, digital na, di ba?
Yeah.
During real your time, yeah, tita, meron kang real time na, pero during your time, tita, yung mga haters, I'm sure maraming may mga ganun sa showbiz, no? So anong ginagawa mo pag may mga ganun, may mga backstabbers, mga fans na ay hindi naman siya ganito, hindi naman siya, how do you deal
I
with
ignore
it?
I'm sure not everyone likes me because I'm sure there's always mga inggit. But I do not compete with anyone. I just do the best I can with myself. I compete with myself. Because the moment you start competing with others, that's the time you get enemies. So if they are what they are, they are what they are. Leave them alone. Don't even try to change them if they don't want you to be around.
That's a good perspective, like, Dita.
I have always said that, you know, in life, if you look at other people and always compare yourself, you'll never be successful. True. Do not. Just keep doing what you have to do. Kahit laitin kanila o ano, kung wala kang ginawang masama, I believe that wala akong nagawang masama kaya wala namang may masamang loob sa akin. Minsan, mayroon akong director na bata pa. Walang alam. Alam mong mali-mali yung mga blocking o mga tinuturo. Hindi ako nakikialam dahil siya ang director eh.
Wow.
Ngayon, kung ako ay artista niya at ano, I will have to say it nicely, direct. Ano kaya kung ganito? Sa tingin mo okay lang? Pag sinabi niyang okay lang, di gagawin ko, iibahin ko. Pero pag sinabi niya, ah hindi, kailangan ganyan ka. Ah, o sige, di ganyan. You have to respect eh. You have to respect kahit bata yan, kahit matanda yan, kahit hindi niya alam ang ginagawa niya. Respetuhin mo kung ang position mo sa buhay ay artista ka lang. Hindi ka assistant director. Ngayon, kung sinabi niyang, Lorly, sa tingin mo kaya okay ito, then you can make a suggestion. So it's respecting each other, respecting others. If you do that, I don't think you will have bad enemies in life. Yeah. You know?
Anong nakita niyo, Tita? Siyempre nakita niyo iba-ibang decades. Siyempre for so many decades, di ba, napagdaanan niyo. So, nakita niyo yung difference between, you know, the actors and actresses before and compared to now, including the mga directors?
Let me tell you something about this. Just recently, I was talking to Leo Katigbak, nag-remaster. Sabi ko, alam mo, Leo, yung mga artistang bata ngayon, papanoorin nyo ng mga black and white ng mga panahon nila Rosa Rosal, nila Rick Rodrigo, yung mga older stars. I'll tell you why. They should know their movie history. Kasi part of my lesson when I was in graduate school at Northern Illinois, every day we were required to watch at least one film, one old film. Kaya kilala namin yung mga lumang artista ng Hollywood.
Yung mga classics.
Ngayon, itong mga bata ngayon, wala nang respeto sa mga nakakaraan na artistang katulad namin. Hindi na nila yata kilala kami. Hindi na nila kilala si Rosa Rosal, si Rosa Mia, si Rick Rodrigo. Mm-hmm. Hindi na nila kilala yon. At noong araw, sila Susan Roses yan. Why do you think they were divas? You never see them go out, they're not dressed. Talagang, kung artista ka, magbihis ka bilang artista para respetuhin ka. Hindi yung ngayon, mga kabataan, makikita mo sa mall, naka-flip-flop, naka-short pants, naka-ragged. Feeling nila sikat na silang ganun. I don't know. I do not agree to that.
Influencers, mga yeah. Ang dami na dito, sobra.
Yeah. I do not agree to that because showbiz, acting, being an actor is a profession. It's not an ego trip. It is a profession. You study it. You are sincere about it. Yeah. It is part of you. So don't disregard it as something for money or ego to be popular. No. If you take it as a profession, you will stay longer in the business. Why do you think these older stars stay longer in the business? True. Because they respect their craft. Yes, you have to respect your craft.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oo nga. Tita, to this day, I have a great respect for what I do as an actress.
Wow. Yes. Very well said. Tita, go, Jigas.
Sa din yung tanong ko, Tita, sa dynamics, sa haba ng discography ninyo, sa work of arts ninyo, pelikula, at saka sa TV, at saka pagdidirect, ang gusto ko malaman is, sa dinami-dami ng mga artista na nakatrabaho ninyo, sino yung pinaka-memorable sa inyo? Yung pinaka-memorable na tumatak sa utak ninyo?
Alam mo, ang hirap sabihin yan.
I know, but someone that can, ang dami kasi, pero yung, on the top of your head right
movie.
Now.
Oo.
Kasi, para sa akin, lahat sila magaling eh. Lahat sila may kanya-kanyang
gift, no?
Hindi mo masasabi, depende sa role kasi. Diba? Kung ang tanong ay as a person, yung bang outside of showbiz, kung sino yung ano, lahat sila na nakakasundo ko naman kasi eh.
Oh, wow.
Lahat sila nagiging barkada ko. Lahat sila nagiging mabait naman sa akin. Pag sa trabaho naman, depende kung meron talaga akong isa na now that I remember, I did a film with somebody I will not mention who, with three other stars, and this one person, singer actress, tuwing mag-cut, papasok sa kanyang van, magpapalit ng makeup, naghihintay kami lahat. Nang kung ilang oras, ibabalik na naman ang makeup niya. Samantalang yung talagang mga sikat, nakaupo at naghihintay. Yung attitude na ganyan, talagang something, you know, you don't like and you will remember as obnoxious.
Yeah.
Walang respeto sa kapwa. Yung mga
marami na raw ganyan ngayon, Tita.
Oo, meron pa lang ako nakasama na sikat din na pinagkakaguluhan ng lahat. Magpapabili ng chicken sandwich o McDonald's para lang sa kanya. Hindi man lang niya sabihin, "Tita, gusto niyo o bigyan ang mga crew?" Ako iba. Ang lahat ng sweldo ko bibigay ko sa mga pagkain ng mga crew. Kasi sa atin, iniiba nila yung pagkain ng crew at mga extra eh.
Oh, wow.
Oo. Itong artistang ito, magpapabili ng sandwich niya sa sarili lang niya.
Oh, wow.
So, yung mga ganun, hindi maganda ang magiging tingin mo sa kanila.
I heard, Tita, mas marami daw diva ngayon.
Lalo na ngayon siguro. Yung
mas
mga
madami. Oo, mas madami daw compared
kasi
noon.
Kasi nga, they take their profession, they take acting not as a profession, they take it as an ego trip. That's why people like us about the take it as a profession. Yun yung parang naging teacher ka, parang naging abogado ka, parang pinag-aaralan mo at seryoso ka.
True.
You know,
sabi nga ni Tita ni si I'm sure you know the Nepales, no, si Janet, Tita Janet and Sir Ruben Nepales, yung mga nasa Grammys, right?
The Golden Globes sila. So, yeah.
Golden Globes, I'm sorry. Golden Globes. So we asked, kasi we had an interview with them. Tapos one question that we asked was, so ano yung difference ng mga, you know, mga sikat na actors and actresses compared to the influencers? So, ang sabi nila na sobrang dami na, sometimes you don't know, pero they have like 12 million followers, 20 million followers. And whenever they ask questions, ang mga answer is totally different, out of the topic. Or sometimes they will just create something para mapansin na walang sense.
Yeah.
Parang sabi ko, oh my God, nakakalungkot ang mga kabataan naman ngayon.
Yes.
No?
Because they don't take it serious. It's an ego trip for them. It's money. Yeah. It's a money game for them.
Uh-oh.
It's a popularity game for them. It's looking good. Who has the biggest boobs? Who goes to Botox? Who goes to Bello? Who goes to... You know what I'm saying? Hindi na natural ang tao. In my life, I work all day. I go home to my children. I'm in my house dress again. I'm not an ordinary person. Because my acting was just a job. And when you have a job, at the end of the day, you go home. And you become yourself. Mm-hmm. You're no longer in the job. But when you're in the job, you do the best you can with your job.
True. Totoo yan, tita. Tsaka dati, tita, nung time nyo, hindi uso yung natural talaga, no, natural beauty.
Yes.
Walang Botox,
yes.
Walang filler, walang anything.
Yes.
Wow, ang galing. Definitely. Ang galing. Sarap. Balik-balikan.
Kaya, tita, wait, ang gusto ko, tita, ang gusto ko malaman, kanina ko pag gusto, kanina observe, ang ganda-ganda nyo, tita, at ang fresh-fresh ninyo.
Ang ganda ng skin. Anong secret? Like, what do you do? How are you keeping up?
Keeping young?
Darling, I'm so old already.
I know, but you don't look like it. Like, ano po yung, anong, like, daily regimen?
Mag-ano ka lang, huwag ka na ma-stress.
Oh, that's good advice, yes.
Bawal ma-stress, no?
Wala masyadong stress, everything. Number one.
Huwag ka nang ma-stress at saka huwag kang maingit sa iba, bayaan mo sila.
My God. Pero ati tita, I know mag-ano pa, 1.5 hours na, pasensya na tita. Sabi nga ni Sibu, you have to go to sleep na rin ng maaga. I have a question, I'm curious lang. Siyempre nung time na yun, ang dami mo nga napagdaanan, no? Nahirap. Mahirap bang maging ikaw? Mahirap bang maging Lorely Villanueva? Kasi nag-iisip ako, parang hirap, no? Parang, I'm putting my your shoe to my shoe. Parang, hindi ko atakaya.
Siguro kung natural ka lang na tao, hindi naman mahirap. Kasi, I just flow with what God gives me. You know, I'm not rich, I'm not poor, I'm just okay. My children are fine, they're all doing well, and I am the example of all my children. Remember, I have 6 girls and 1 boy.
Oh my God.
And they're all good.
Oh my God.
I praise God that I gave them the right example. Kaya, you have to respect yourself, first of all. Bigyan mo ng dignidad ang sarili mo para hindi mahirap ang lahat. Pag may kailangan ako, laging alam kong maraming magmamahal sa akin o makikiramay kung ako'y mawala. Dahil ang dami-dami kong natulungan, hindi ko na iniisip yon. Kung meron ako, meron. Kung wala, wala. Huwag ka nang ma-stress.
Oo nga, tama. Huwag ko ma-stress. Pero tita, ito, promise, last question ko na to. Hindi, si Jekas may last question pa na pang Miss Universe question. Tita, question. Kasi sa dami mong ginawa, no? So ano yung isang bagay na gusto mong maalala ng tao sa'yo? Yung legacy mo? Isang actor, actress, philanthropist, singer, yung isang bagay na everyone will remember Lorely Villanueva.
I just want them to remember me to have a good heart, that I tried to help everyone I could help. That's all. Wala na akong hinihiling pa. In fact, when my old, when my students, yung mga natulungan ko, greet me and all that, all I say is, pray for me. Just pray for me. That's all. Kasi when you come to this age, tapos retired ka na,
yes.
Hindi mo na rin alam kung naaalala ka pa ng showbiz o nung ibang mga tao, you have to be just accepted as it is because life is a cycle. They all have to, may kanya-kanyang generation yan eh. Baka tapos na yung generation ko, okay lang. Accept. Di ba?
Galing.
What a life you lived, Tita Lorely.
Oh my God, lahat na, the whole nine yards.
Ang dami pa.
Mukhang hindi pa nga natin na-cover eh.
Hindi pa natin na-cover lahat. Tita, if you don't mind, sasabihin ko, kukulitin ko talaga si Sibyl. Sis, we want to have a dinner with you.
Yeah,
kwentuhan, yung talagang mahabang kwentuhan, hindi pwedeng mag-start tayo ng 6 eh. Dapat mas maaga. Tipong brunch till dinner. Ang parang lahat kami siguro nakaganoon lang. Okay, tita, kwento pa nga.
Ang dami,
Naming matututunan sa'yo eh.
On Tuesday, I'll give you a copy of my 2 books.
Yeah.
Promise, tita. Tapos, tita, sabihin ko kahit brunch ah.
Oo, sige.
Promise
anytime.
Anytime.
Oh my God. We're excited.
Because I feel like, tita, it's more than reading a book. pag ikaw ang nagkwento, live talaga na, alam mo yun, lesson, yes, and, yung mga lesson learned.
We're not,
yes,
gonna, we're not gonna ask questions like this. We're just gonna listen.
Yes. Tapos mag-take down kami lang notes.
Oh my God.
Kasi ako, tita ako ha, naniniwala ako sa buhay. Natututuwa ko. Eh, hindi ko, I mean, pag ibang tao mag-ask ng mga, ano, ng mga advice, and then you give, you know, your two cents, a logical advice. But hindi ko naman, the reason why I gave those advice, it's because I didn't experience it. Diba sabi nila, kaya, ano, ang experience is the best lesson, right? It's because I love to listen. So whenever, yeah, I listen to everyone's narrative or yung mga story nila in life, dun mas marami ako natututunan. And I feel like I'm gonna learn a lot from you, which is, I'm so excited.
You know, when you listen and you learn vicariously, that is the best way to conduct your life. Mm-hmm. Kasi nare-realize mo from other people's experiences what is applicable to you and what is not. But it does not necessarily mean that you have to live that life. You have to live your own life the way you want it. Sabi ko nga, you can be anything you want to be. Ngayon, I'm slowed down a bit now. But it doesn't mean that I do not have the same aspirations. I still want to be able to do the rondalla. Meron magawa. Mm-hmm. Magsusulat pa ako ng storylines. Marami pa.
Wow.
Marami
at saka,
pa.
Ano, at saka, tita, willing ka pa mag-act, di ba? Pag merong role na tama. Oh,
anytime, with the right script, why not? Yeah. Definitely.
Galing. My God, tito, maraming salamat. Tika, Jekas, tika, ikaw naman yung last question mo. May maganda yung last question ni tita. Ay, ni Jekas.
Tita Lorly, you wear many hats. Gagawin naman kitang beauty, kasama sa beauty pageant ngayon. This is a very beauty pageant question. So, Tita Lorly, if you were given a chance to travel back way in time and you get to talk to your younger self, to young Lorly, what are you going to tell her?
You know, I would not change anything. I would tell the young Lorly, go ahead with what you feel is good for you, what makes you happy. I've been through a bad marriage. I've been through two good marriages that I lost, but I have the most beautiful children. So I do not look back in regret. So I will just tell the same Lorly, don't look back with regret, just move on, because I have accomplished so much. I've helped so much. I have done so much, more than anybody can even think of. I have lived a very colorful life. And siguro sa lahat ng yun, ang Diyos talaga ang tumulong. Kasi I have been alone and I have been good to myself. Yun lang. I will tell Lorly, yes, no regrets.
Grabe, ang dami ko natutunan ngayong gawing to. Parang na naman ako nagbasa ng libro. Maraming salamat, Tita Lorly. We're looking forward to have dinner with you.
Yeah,
as
yeah.
In yes. Brunch or dinner, I don't care. We will be there.
You set it up.
I'll set it up with Sibyl, ha?
Oo, sige.
Uh-oh. Tita, if you don't mind, we'll go to your place and we'll bring food, we'll bring,
yeah,
you drink wine.
Yeah, yeah.
Ha, talaga ha? Oh, sige, yeah, sige.
Para makachismisan. Wow.
Yung chismisan. Agahan natin. Para
ang daming chismis niyan, Jessie.
Ay! Naku,
More than 3 decades of chismis to.
I cannot wait.
Mula sa before PETA days from Miriam Defensor all the way to now.
Wow! I cannot wait to hear those stories! maraming salamat, Tita Lorly Villanueva. It's really an honor. Kanina, ang lamig ng kamay ko, ngayon nawala na yung lamig. Kasi
I know.
It feels like it feels like home. I don't know, like pag
nagkukwento
ka iba.
I am the simplest person there is. Huwag kayong matakot.
Maraming salamat.
I love you all.
Salamat, Tita. Tita, before we end, would you like to give your last message to everyone?
I just want to say to everyone, especially now that the world is magulo, yes, magdasal lang tayo. Wala naman tayo ng magawa. At maging mabait tayo sa ating sarili at kapwa. Tulungan. please, tulungan. Mm-hmm. Ang hirap ng buhay ngayon, tulungan. Huwag tayong maging madamot sa isa't isa. Okay?
Yes. Salamat, tita. Maraming salamat. Ojikas, close our show for this morning. Go ahead.
Yes. Thank you, mga kaugat, for watching this episode. Very inspiring. Don't forget to share this amongst your family and friends. Salamat po sa lahat ng mga subscribers natin sa The Filipino Channel TFC sa buong mundo at sa ABS-CBN FYE channel po in Kumu. Mga kumunisens po natin, maraming salamat. At lalo yes. na sa mga nanonood sa atin sa buong Pilipinas via Jeepney TV. Oh my God, our icon, our legend, Tita Lori Villanueva, salamat yes. po at nakipagkwentuhan kayo sa amin ngayon this morning. Salamat po, binigyan niyo po kami ng time ninyo. And we are very, very looking forward to see you in the flesh very soon.
Yes.
Mag-cheers
yes,
tayo, guys. Yes. Mag-cheers tayo.
Yes, last cheers. Cheers. Okay, go.
Raise the glass.
Ayan.
Yes.
Mga kaugat, amidst the challenges of life, let's still find ways to be happy. Let's all talk yes. about it over a glass,
over
or,
a glass
two.
Or two. Good night, everyone. Salamat, Tita. See you soon, okay?